This is Bishop Charlene M. Jameson, and I am inviting you to be a part of my Empowerment Podcast each Monday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Now, this is where we learn to live in victory every day. And at such a time as this, we all need to know how to live in victory. Join me on all forms of social media and at hogckd.org. Now let us learn how together. Welcome to another impactful moment of strength, wisdom, and empowerment. Today is a question that has been asked of all of us at some time, or we have been in situations where we had to ask, how long do I have to wait? Waiting can feel like an endless journey, filled with frustration, sorrow, and unanswered questions. You see the vision, you hear the promise, yet it feels like nothing is happening. The delay can be painful, making you wonder, God, how much longer? But here's the truth. Your waiting is not wasted. Sometimes we see the promise but cannot yet hold it. We know what God has spoken. We trust that He has declared victory. Yet we find ourselves stuck in the waiting, the space between His word and its fulfillment. That gap is where faith is refined, endurance is strengthened, and trust is tested. Consider Joseph. God showed him glimpses of his destiny, dreams of greatness, leadership, and influence. But before stepping into that promise, he endured betrayal, slavery, false accusations, and imprisonment. His sorrow was deep, his waiting long, but God was working. He was aligning circumstances, shifting hearts, and preparing places. If Joseph had stepped into his promise too soon, he wouldn't have been ready. Timing matters. God does not operate on human schedules. While we may feel forgotten, God is orchestrating every detail to ensure that when the promise arrives, it is complete. The vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it lingers, wait for it. It will surely come. Habakkuk 2:3. Your waiting is not a punishment, it is preparation. Every moment of delay is building something within you. Patience, resilience, wisdom, all of these things are being strengthened so that when your breakthrough comes, you will be able to handle it. God is setting things in order. The right people, the right opportunities, the right doors. Everything is being positioned. If you receive the promise too soon, it may not be as effective as God intended. What He is preparing for you is greater than you can imagine. Though it may feel unbearable, hold on to hope. Stand in faith. Declare that even in the waiting, God is still working. Your promise is coming. Your breakthrough is unfolding. Your sorrow will turn into joy. So, how long do you have to wait until God aligns every detail to bring forth the very best He has planned for you? And when that moment comes, it will be worth it. This is Bishop Charlene M. Jameson, and you are listening to Empowerment Today Podcast. Join us each Monday at noon, wherever you get your podcasts.